This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight is Yudalad Nisan. Tonight is called Pesach. Yudalad Nisan is called Pesach. But we didn't start Bedikah yet, so we're going to try to do at least Pehe Amud Aleph. Why Pehe? Because the Arizal says Pesach is a compound word. Pesach, the mouth that speaks. So at least we do the Peh part by learning Daf Pehe. How do you like that? The Gemara tells us a story on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Yemar Bar Choshu have a Masik Beizuzi Behu Gavra. Yemar Bar Choshu had a debt, had a claim against somebody. Shachiv v'shavak arba. The person who owed the money died, and he left the boat. Amar le l'shluche, so Yemar said to his shliach, Zil tafse nehele, go grab it for me. Go take it for me. He owes me money. He died. He left the boat. Grab it for me. Azal tafsa. So the shliach went, and he grabbed it. Pogubei Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yishua, met the shliach. Amrulei. And they said to him, you're not to grab this boat. It's coming at the expense of other people. At toifes l'bal chav b'makom shechav l'cherem. You are grabbing for a debtor in a place that it's hurting someone else. You're grabbing it for the person who's owed money. Okay, very nice. But what about someone else who's owed money? So you're taking it at his expense. You're basically grabbing it before other creditors could take it. And the halach is Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoifes Sabachayv. If you seize, if you grab for someone who is owed money, b'makom shechav l'acherim, in a situation where it's coming at the detriment of someone else, like, oh, no, you're not coin it. You could only be toifes l'bal choiv if it's not hurting someone else. But if it's hurting someone else, you're not allowed to be toifes l'bal choiv. So what happened? Tafsu inu. So this was the psak. It's very interesting. Rav Papa and Rav Huna met the guy, and they said, you're not allowed to take the boat. You're a random shliach. You're taking the boat. You're not allowed to take the boat. So what did they do? Tafsu inu. They grabbed it. Because they actually were owed money by this guy. So the shliach is toifes l'bal choiv. They, on the other hand, were not toifes l'bal choiv. They're being toifes for themselves. They're not toifes l'bal choiv. They're toifes for themselves. So what did they do? Rav Papa mimalach maluche. Rav Papa rowed the boat. Now Rav Papa was a big man. He was rowing the boat. Rav Huna b'Rav Yishua mematachle ba'ashla. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yishua, was stretching it, was pulling it with a rope. They each wanted to be toifesit. Rav Papa wanted to be toifesit by rowing the boat, and Rav Huna b'Rav Yishua wanted to be toifesit by pulling it with a rope. Mar omar ano kanina lochula. One said, I am kind of the whole boat. Umar omar ano kanina lochula. And the other one said, I'm kind of the whole boat. Pago hubuhu. Rav Pinchas bar Ami. Rav Pinchas ben bar Ami met them. Amar Lui said to them, Rav Ushmo, Damri Tamar, Rav Ushmo, they both say, Vuhu shet seburin umunachim b'rshus harabim. We learned before, Rav Tarfon said that you're allowed to grab the nechasim of Yisoimim, but that's only if it's piled up in the rshus harabim. But if it's, let's say, in rshus hayachid, or in a simta, you can't grab it. So how are you? You're now. You guys cannot grab the boat. Why? Because Rashi says is talking about where the boat was on the shore. The shore is like a simta. We learned on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara said, "Rav Ushmo da Amr Tavaya Vushet Siburnu Menachem Rishu Saram the Simta Loi." Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said, "Afilu b'simta," but they're going like the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, how are you, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rav Yishua, allowed to grab the boat, but Rav and Shmuel both say you cannot You can only grab the boat when it's in a Rishus HaRabim. If it's on the harbor, if it's on the shore, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So Amrulay, they said to him, they said to Rav Pinchas Bar Ami, Anan Nami Mecharufusa Dinahara Tafisna. We grabbed the boat from Mecharufusa, from the very powerful Dinahara Tafisna. From the powerful currents, we grabbed the boat. The powerful currents is like a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, we are allowed to be Toifes the boat. Now, the question is, who has rights to it? Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua, Rav Papa, Asu L'Kamei De Rav. They came before Rav Amar Lahu, and Rav said to them, Kaki Chivari, white geese, Mishalchi Glima Denshi, you rip off people's clothing. Meaning you're old, Rashi says, you're old, and it's interesting, the Rabbi Kiveger says, he compared them to geese, because geese represent wisdom, like we find in Brachos, Haroya Avas Bechaloim Yitzap Lechachma. If you see a goose in a dream, you should anticipate wisdom. Yeah? Mike, you have good dreams? Try to think about, before you go to sleep, try to think about geese. If you see a goose in your dream, it means that you're going to have Chachma. So basically, you white. In a way it's disparaging, but in a way it's complimentary. White geese. Why? You rip off people's clothing. You're taking something that doesn't belong to you. You may think that you could do tfisa because it's a Rishus HaRabim. However, everybody holds, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rav Tarfon, that tfisa only helps mechayim, only while the father was alive, not after he died. Hachi Amar of Nachman, you can only take the property of your seir if you did it during the life of the father. Okay. Now, Avimi Breid Rabbi Avo have a mask bezuzi bechazai. Avimi, the son of Avo, he owed money to those who lived in Chazai. He owed them money. Shadarinu biyad chama breid rabbi avo. He sent the money to the ones he owed the money to in the hands of Chama, the son of Rabbi Bar Avo. Azal parinu. So Chama went and he paid them. And Chama made a mistake. Amar lahu, he said, okay, now that I paid you, could you give me back the shtar? I'm paying you on behalf of the debtor. I would like the shtar, Mr. Creditor, so that you're not toiveya again. Havali shtar, give me the shtar. Amrulay, they said to him, Sitra'ininu. This was a similar loan. This was a similar debt, meaning, I'm glad that he paid back. He actually owed us two debts. So, the debt that he paid back, he owed us $1,000 twice. So, thank you for paying back that debt. But the debt that we have a shtar for is an identical another debt. So, we don't want to pay back. I'm not giving you back the shtar because he still owes us $1,000. The debt that he paid back is a similar debt to the additional debt that he owed. So now the question is, this agent messed up because he should not have given the money before he got back. He should have first said, you give me the shtar and then I'll pay you. Also, Ravo. So he came before Ravo. Amar Lei, Ravo said, Issoch Sadi de Paratinu, do you have Edim that you paid? Amar Lei Loi, no, I paid in private. Amar Lei, Ravo said, Migu di Yecholin Loimar Loi, Hoyu Dvar Me'olam. Since they could say that it never occurred, since they could say, I don't know what you're talking about, you never paid, they could, you don't have Edom that you paid. They could claim that you never paid. So believe them that, yes, you paid, but it was for a different loan, because they could have said you never paid in the first place. That's a migu. Migu di choylem loymar, So, Amar Alei, Rav Vo said, since they could say that it never happened, they're able to say, that there was an additional, there's another loan. Okay. Says the Gemara, now the question is, was the Shliach negligent in doing this, and does he have to repay? Le'inyin shalume Shliach mai. Does the Shliach have to pay the one who owed the money, because basically it's his fault that he might have to pay again? He should have got the document. He should have received, in other words, he should have, if you hear me better now, he should have asked for the shtar before he paid. So le'inyan shlumei shliach mai. What's halacha regarding the shliach? Is he a poishea? Is he negligent? Ravashi. Ravashi said, chazinan. Let's see. I amar le shikol shtar v'havzuzi. If the one who was owed the money told the shliach, first take the document and then pay the loan, mishalim. And the agent didn't listen. The shliach instead, he first paid, and then he's asking for the shtar. So then he was negligent. He has to pay. Hav zuzish go shtara. But if the person who's owed the money said, "Okay, you pay and then take the shtar," so he was just following directions. Loi mishalim, the shliach does not have to pay. Says Gemara, v'lohi. V'lohi. It's not true. Ben kach ben kach misham. Either way, the shliach has to pay. The Amar Lei, because the person who is owed the money could say to him, "L'skune shadartich v'loy lavusi, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me, and you messed me up. You paid the money before you got the shtar, so therefore you owe me the money." Hahi itzad have a mifkadei gaba maloy gadeshtari. There was a lady who had a pocketful of shtarais. It was deposited by her a maloiga de shtara, a pocketful of shtarais. She had a bunch of shtarais that were given to her to watch, and what happened was the person who gave it to her died. Asu yarshim katava lemina. The inheritors came and they said, "Give it to us." Amralei, she said, "No, mechem tafisnalu. I grabbed it while he was alive. You know, your father owed me money, and I grabbed them while he was still alive. So that's a good tfisa, even according to Rabbi Akiva." Asoy lekamed Rav Nachman. So she came before Rav Nachman. Amralei, he said to her, "Islach sadi." Do you have witnesses that the father demanded from you the shtarais while he was alive and you didn't give it to him? If that happened, that's like you grabbed it from him while he was still alive, and then it would be a good tfisa. But if he never asked you for it, the fact that it's still in your possession because he deposited it by you, that's not called tfisa. Amrale, she said, "Loi, I don't have edim." Im Kain, so Rav Nachman said, "If so, have a tfisa de la achar misa. If so, it's like grabbing it after misa. Utfisa de la achar misa loi klum hi. And grabbing after misa is nothing." Even though she had it, listen carefully. Even though she had it before he died, he gave it to her, but that's not called grabbing it, because he gave it to her to watch. And unless he demands it back and she says no, that's not called a tfisa. That's not called a grabbing. Okay. Hahi itza de chayva shua beidina derava. The Gemara says there was a woman who was obligated a shua in the court of Rava. Amrale bas Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's daughter said to him, okay, this is very interesting. There's a woman who is Chai Veshua in the Bezdin of Rava. Amrulei Bas Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's daughter, now Rava was married to Rav Chisda's daughter. So basically his wife said to him, Yadani ve dechashud ha-shvua. I know this woman, she can't be believed regarding a shvua. Don't make her swear. So what did Rava do? Rava turned it on the other person. Abcha Rava l'shvua asha kenegda. Rava turned around the shvua and put it on the one she was arguing with. In other words, Rava trusted his wife that this person is not believed with a shvua, is not trustworthy with a shvua. And what Rava did is he put it on the other person. So, she was supposed to swear to say she didn't owe the money. So now, Rava turned the shvua onto the person demanding the money and allowing that money to swear and to collect. Fine. Zimnin have a yasi kamei Rav Papa Rav Adbar Masna. One time, Rav Papa and Rav Adbar Masna were sitting in front of Rava. I see a hushtar gabe, and a shtar was produced to collect. Amar le Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Yadane be the shtar prihu. I know this is not a reliable shtar, the shtar was paid. Amar le Rava said to Rav Papa, who are you? Is there another person with you that could be another aid? Because I can't just believe one witness. Amarle, Rav Papa said, no, I'm the only one who knows that the shtar was paid. Amarle, so Rava said, Afagav the ikamar. Even though the master, namely you, Rav Papa, testified that the loan was paid, Eid echad lav klumho. One witness is nothing. So it's very interesting. By someone who wasn't believed on a shvua to say they didn't pay, Rava threw the shvua on the other person and have the other person swear to collect. But with Rav Papa, when Rav Papa said he knows that the shtar was paid, Rava did not accept his report. Amar le Rav Adbar Masna. Rav Adbar Masna said, I don't understand. Rav Papa kabas Rav Chista. Rav Papa is not as believed as your wife? You believe your wife more than Rav Papa? When your wife says you can't trust the lady to swear that she doesn't owe the money, then you don't trust her? In other words, you trust your wife that this person is not reliable to put the shvua on someone else, but when Rav Papa says that the shtar was paid, you don't believe him. So Rav says, that's right. Bas Rav Chizda Kimli Begava. Rav Chizda's daughter, my wife, I am certain about her that she's honest. Mar, but Rav Papa, I don't like Kimli Begave. I have no evidence that he is believed. Meaning, it's very nice, he has a good reputation, but I have no first-hand knowledge that Rav Papa is reliable. Amar Papa, Rav Papa said, Hashda da Amar Mar Kimli Begave Milsahi. Now that you say that if someone says, I know for sure about so-and-so, you could take that to the bank and you could believe them, even without Edim. So Rav Papa says, Kagoyin Abba Mari. Excuse me, Kagoyin Abba Mar Bray, the Kimli Begaba. So let's say, my son, Abba Mar Bray. What about Abba Mar, my son? The Kimli Begave, I know about him that he's honest. So Karan Ashtar Apume. So I would rip up a shtar based on what he says. If he said that that a loan was paid, even though normally a son cannot be believed to testify for a father, but a papa, knowing his son, how honest he is, he would believe him and not allow that debt to be claimed. So Gemara asks, Karana Sakadaitach? You think that Rav Papa would rip up the shtar? Rashi says, is one person neman to take a shtar that's signed from someone who's machzik on it? That's extracting money. You need two aidim. You can't use one aid. If somebody has a document that's signed, you're going to destroy it? That's like being Moitzi Mamayin. You're saying, somebody's holding a shtar, and if one aid says it's no good, you're going to rip it up? Ella says, Gemara, Marana shtar apume. I would ruin the shtar based on his say-so. Meaning, you cannot collect with it, but we're not going to tear it up. The question is, so what are you going to do with the shtar that's ruined but not ripped up? That's a big question. Okay, next case. Hahi itza des chayva shvua beidina de Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. There was a woman who was chayv to swear in the court of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Amar lehu ba'al davar. So the other person who she was arguing with said to the dayanim, Teisi v'tishva b'masa. Let her come with me and swear in my city. Because in my city, there's no way she's going to lie in front of my people. Efshir demichsafa. Umayja. She might be embarrassed and she's going to swear falsely. Amr lahu. So she said to them, Kisvuli zachvasa. Do me a favor. I don't want to come back here. I'm going to go to that court. I'm going to swear. And you write me a document that I came to you. And that if I swear in that court, then I will not have to pay. Write a document that when I swear, they're going to give it to me. Meaning, when I take a shvua, I'm not going to have to come back here for you to say I'm pater. That I'll swear over there, but write me a document. When I swear over there, I'm off the hook. Amrul Hurav Bibi Barabai, Rabbi Barabai said, Kisula, you could write it for her. Amra Papi, Rab Papi said, I don't understand your teaching, Rabbi Bar Abaye. Rabbi Bar Abaye came from Eli. That from the house of Eli, they died young. So they said, Rab Papi said, Mishum da asisu mimulai, because you come from people who are cut short. Amritu mili mulyasa, you say things that are wrong, that are cut short. Ha'amar Rava said, Hay asharta de dayane. Verification of the court. The mikasva mikamedenachva sade achsimus yadayo, that it's written before the edim sign on their signature. That's written before the edim testify about their signatures. Psula's puzzle. In other words, not only is a shtar that edim testify falsely puzzle, but if it was written before the edim. Meaning you can't even write up an authorization for a shtar before the Edim come and testify it's their signatures. You say, why not? I'll write it up, and if they testify it's the signature, we'll seal it, we'll sign it. But in the meantime, don't we want to have it written up? No, you not even write it up before the allotted time. Says the Gemara, Alma, from here we see Mechsi Keshikra. That when you write, what's wrong with writing a shtar before it's verified? It's sort of false, because you don't even know if it's accurate until it's signed. Hachanami here also, you can't write that, okay, we verify that if you go swear in the other court, we here verify that you're pater. We can't write it before you go swear in the other court. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Velesa, we don't agree with what Rav Papi said. Mid Rav Nachman, Da'am Rav Nachman, Oimer Hay Rameir, Rav Meir, who held that a get does not have to be written, Lishma held it could even be written before we knew what it's being used for. Because Rameir, who held a get does not have to be written, Lishma, he held Afilu Matzai Ba'ashba, even if you find a get in the garbage, V'chasamai, and you sign it, and you give it to your wife. Let's say you find a get in the garbage. It has the exact same name as your name, exact same name as her name, the right city. It's kosher, even though it was written before it was signed. Vafilu Rabban, and even the Rabban, they only argue Rav Meir, Elabagite Nashim, because they hold to be eating Siva Lishma. They hold you need to write a Lishma. Aval Bashar Shtarais Modele. But any other star, they would agree that it is allowed to be written even before it is verified to be a proper document. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. And I'm going to wish you a wonderful Yom Tov, Chag Kashrut Sameach, and Hatzlacha checking for the Chametz.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Regards, best regards. Bracha v'Hatzlacha.
What else
be in our mind when we search?
What a word.
Mine? We search ourselves. for Yetzer Hara, for Kas, for Gaiva. Hatzlacha.
Only good things.
Kol Tov. Good Yom Tov, good Yom Tov. Thanks, mate. Kol Tov. Bye bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.